Hi there. The word for you today is three principles of success. Let's look at them. Joshua 1 verse 7, God says you will be successful wherever you go. So let's underline this truth and settle it. God wants you to succeed in life. And once you're convinced of that, then observe three things. Number one, take into account your temperament. A fillet cooks best at a very high heat and for a short time, but a chuck roast cooks best at a lower heat for a longer time. Either way, you have a delicious meal. You just need to know what kind of meat you have and how to cook it. Are you getting the idea here about your temperament and how it works? Number two, overcome your fear of being different from others. Because Daniel wouldn't eat the king's meat or bow to his idols, he landed in a lion's den. End of story, no. He came back out and was promoted to a top spot in government. Hey, you can't be part of the crowd and still stand out. To achieve great things, you must trust God, regard the negative opinions of people and the obstacles they put in your way, and pursue your God-given destiny. And number three, this is big. Resist the apathy that often comes from aging. Keep the enthusiasm of your youth and mix it with the wisdom of your old age. Don't lose your sense of idealism. Don't let the day-to-day difficulties of life discourage you or the little disappointments along the way get you down. At every age and stage of life, there are both obstacles and advantages, trials and triumphs. And it's up to you to make the most of the positive and not let the negative derail you. Paul, at 70 years of age, wrote, "I'm ready to come to Rome to preach." At 80, Moses led Israel out of slavery. At 85, Caleb entered the promised land. Well, he did 40 years earlier, but 40 years later, he comes to Moses and says, "Give me this mountain that the Lord promised me." You know what? You're only, quote, old when your regrets take the place of your dreams.